I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. But Lori, we are not exactly happy right now, are we?
No, more changes.
More changes that, these changes I don't like. What on earth are they doing? Disney took the Tower of Terror sign down at the entrance to the property. You know what I'm talking about, Lori?
Yes, they took it all the way down. Like, it's been there forever. I remember that as a little kid. I wasn't a little kid, but still, it was always the iconic, me seeing it and being happy to be in Disney World.
Right. So I do not like the Tower of Terror. That is not my thing, not my thing, but that sign, it's a sign that they have in the middle of the road at Disney when you go on the property, and it used to move, right? It has like the people in the box.
But it hasn't moved in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't look like they were fixing it. They like straight up demolished it based on what I saw online.
Right, and fast too. I heard about it and then it was gone.
Right. It was like in the same Instagram post, like as they were posting about it, they were there taking a picture and then it was gone. And so it was just gone. But you actually sent me another thing. You heard another rumor that more signs are disappearing.
Yeah, the main sign going into Disney World.
Like, welcome to Walt Disney World.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't really read it because it was last night and we were real busy last night, but... I thought it said they were taking away Mickey and Minnie.
I don't approve of that.
No, not at all.
I do not like change. It is not my thing, but we are very much excited to see good changes come.
I was about to say they might bring something, you know them, they're gonna bring something more magical. We just have a problem when things go away. Just why they not keep adding stuff instead of taking it all away? Just add new.
Right. I can't deal. So I discovered something about Lori recently, y'all. Lori gets like 99% of her news from TikTok.
TikTok, it's the place to be.
You hear this? So she's admitting it. She really, like, all of her sentences are like, start with, well, I saw on TikTok the other day, and I was like, what?
I've learned stuff, Jeffrey.
One day you're going to learn. Lori actually does make good TikToks, but we haven't figured out how to link it to our Southern Charm Magic account, so...
Oh, no. We're not very tech savvy.
Yeah, we could be really famous. So sorry about that, y'all. We're going to be famous.
And we could get invited on The Wish.
If you would like to volunteer to run the technology for us, please reach out for your Lori at Southern Charm Magic on Instagram or Facebook, your social media platform of choice. We need to talk about The Wish. That looks incredible. So The Wish for our followers is the brand new Disney cruise ship that just launched this past week. And I'm just a little bitter about it because I have no plans to go, but Lori does.
I do. It's like less than 150 days away.
Less than 150. That's some Disney timing right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is Disney timing.
Well, we post it all the time on my group, but I don't remember exactly how many days it is.
Well, we're going to have to hear all about it. And then I may not speak to you for several.
I know. I try to get you to come.
I don't recall that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Was it for free?
It was not for free.
See, then that's why I'm not coming. So back to the land, back to Walt Disney World. We have a lot of news to cover with y'all. So we're going to, now that me and Lori have got the anger out of our system, I think we have all good news now. All good news after this, because we just had to get really mad about the signs. We're real passionate about road signs around here. but Lori, what is going back? So You actually invited me to this restaurant that is reopening. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, Hollywood and Vine. They have the Disney Junior for breakfast. They have lunch and dinner too. But ever since COVID happened, they stopped the buffet. So now the buffet is going to be returning for lunch and dinner, huh? Oh, no, that's Minnie and Friends. It's lunch and dinner, but the Disney Junior is at breakfast. But they're going to bring back the buffet for everything.
They are going to really like that option. I think people are going to like that option, but I went with y'all for the first time on our recent trip, but I believe your niece loved it a lot, right?
She did. And what kind of, they just had where we ordered like pancakes and stuff, huh?
Well, I just came to visit. I didn't eat there with y'all. So that was good. But I was actually, I think, over that. While y'all were over at Hollywood and Vine, I was over at Mama Melrose with group. And they actually had a they actually unveiled some new dishes that will be coming out soon. So that's gonna be real exciting there. We also have another restaurant that I've only been to once, like once ever in my life. Have you ever been to this place, Lori? It's Olivia's at Old Key West.
I have not. I've never even been to Old Key West.
Oh, Lori, we need to go. That's where, that was our kind of home resort for the Disney Vacation Club.
Oh, really?
That was the first place we stayed. They have the biggest rooms on property. Like their villas, their one bedroom, two bedroom villas, and they have the three bedrooms too. Massive, massive. So like we have family members. I'm not going to say them by name and keep it off the record here for y'all. I love them. Y'all know I love y'all. But they would get the two bedroom villa that had slept like eight comfortably, but they could pack some people in there. I'm not going to say how many people they packed, but they could pack some people. But no, like comfortably. I mean,
that's not comfortable for me.
No, not for me either. But well, what happened on one of our big trips over there, their room was so packed, like so they would like spill over into our kitchen. Like they would come to our room and like use our facilities and eat our food and all that. And it was
it was
a joy.
Y'all are nice family members. Actually,
but why we need to go, Lori, is first of all, I think you would like the vibe. I know you've been wanting to go to Key West for a while. So this the Key West resort.
But
they're doing brunch every day starting in September.
I'm going.
See, we're going. You're going to go do brunch. Yes. And what I have my eyes on, they announced they're going to have banana bread pudding. And
dang.
I can put down some banana bread pudding. That is just...
Bet they have mimosas and I can put those down too.
But like, I feel like that goes together. Like mimosas, Key West. I've never been to Key West, but I feel like it's a thing. I feel like it should be a good thing. And so we're going to switch our focus away from food for a second to characters. Did you see the Buzz Lightyear at Disneyland?
Yeah.
What was happening there?
I'm confused. Buzz Lightyear, is he a person in the new movie? Is he a real person or something?
I did not go see the new movie, but it is, you know, what me and Lori are talking about at Disneyland, they had like a real person. Like, it's not like somebody in a suit. It's somebody, like, you could see their face. Like, you could see a real person. It's their face. And obviously, Buzz Lightyear is a toy and an animated character from Pixar. Y'all, if you're listening to this podcast, you know Buzz Lightyear. But they have just like this random guy walking around. It's like, who are you?
Yeah, and he like looks young and not like big, like, Buzz Lightyear to me is like big masculine, like big man.
Right.
It's a little guy in that thing. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know what was happening there.
Is he still there? Cause I hadn't heard. I feel like they might've got a lot of negative. Yeah.
So I was over in Disneyland, no sight of him in the world, but in the world, we have so many new characters.
It's every day I hear something new.
Break it down for us, Lori. What are we looking at here?
Well, Minnie's coming back to the town hall.
Okay.
Where, you know, they always had Mickey, Minnie.
With Mickey, so she's going to come hang out with him, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
And then July 10th, Snow White and Peter Pan are going to go back to Fantasyland. Snow White, she's not been in Fantasyland, I don't think. That's going to be a
Princess
new area.
Princess Fairy Tale Hall?
I thought so.
Princess Fairy Tale Hall?
Okay. Right?
I would
so that's going to be a new place for her.
But Peter Pan runs around, I think.
Peter, right? Yeah.
He'll kind of move around and bounce around.
He moves around. Have they said anything about Tinkerbell? Huh? No. You would think that she'd be coming back.
I haven't heard anything about her. So we have to keep our eyes out for Tinkerbell.
But July 17th, the Star Wars launch bay is returning with Chewbacca and BB-8 and Darth Vader. And I'm not a Star Wars fan, but that's a really fun character meet and greet. Darth Vader is really fun.
Oh, I mean, they're serious over there. Like, it can be intimidating because it's like, he's a big dude. And he doesn't talk.
Big.
So you really don't know what to kind of do with him. And Chewbacca's big, but he's a big, you know, walking carpet, as Princess Leia called him in the movie. But he's a lot of fun to meet. And he's more interactive. So we're very glad to see those characters back for our Star Wars.
Yeah, the launch bay. Check that place out. It's really fun. And then they haven't set a date, but in Magic Kingdom, Aladdin and Jasmine and Merida. I wonder if she's going to be in her same place. That's a pretty cool place.
Right.
Tigger and Pooh and the storybook characters are coming back.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Toy Story. Woohoo!
Yep. A lot of Toy Story fans out there.
Yes.
So that's good news.
And then Animal Kingdom, the Donald's Dino Bash is coming back. That's over there by the Dino World, right?
Right.
They used to have the guy from like Rescue Rangers, Chippendale or something over there. He was funny.
DuckTales.
Yeah. I couldn't think of his name.
Launchpad McQuack. I've had a lot of fun with Launchpad McQuack.
He was cool.
He's a lot of fun.
And then I think July 6th, Chippendale's Campfire Sing-Along is back. Where's that at?
That is at Disney's Fort Wilderness, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought so. I couldn't remember. Was it Mickey's Backyard Bash or something?
Oh, I'm going to have to tell. One day we're going to have a story about Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. That's a whole situation that I took my godson on with his parents, and that's a story for another day.
Uh-oh.
That was a whole production.
Hoop-de-doo opened back, though. Did we talk about that last time?
We knew it was coming back, but it's officially back now. And, Lord, we've got to go just for that.
The people that own the Mickey Travels that I work for, they were the very first people there. They're the very first people to every single thing. Like, they're the very first people for the Food and Wine Fest. So they were the very first people for the Hoop-de-doo, and I was so jealous.
Oh, I'm jealous. Do they live there?
Yeah, they do. They live right behind.
So it's easy to
Magic Kingdom. I tell you that for everything that's happened since COVID, he has been first in line for every single thing that's reopened.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it. And we need to go, Lori. We've not been to that together.
Yeah, we do.
Because we were real worried about it for a while. You were about to lead the charge.
Because they had rumors that it wasn't going to come back.
Right. Because we lost the luau. The Hawaiian luau was its equivalent. I'd never done that. I'd never done the Hawaiian luau at Disney's Polynesian Resort. But Hoop-de-doo has a lot of memories for me and my family. Just truly cherished memories, and it's a rootin' tootin' good time or whatever it is.
Yes.
Over there. It really is. Plus, it's all you can eat. They have beer.
All you can drink.
Yeah, I think it's a fun time for everybody, and so I can't wait to get back over to Pioneer Hall. Now, it's a pain to get over there. That's a whole episode in and of itself to get to Pioneer Hall.
Bus system.
I can't figure it out. I've been going to, look, we have this Disney World podcast, and I cannot tell you how to get from point A to point B at Fort Wilderness.
No, that's why I just make sure the boats are running and buses are running at Magic Kingdom, because I'll ride that boat to and from.
That's a good way. I've never done that to the specifically to get to Hoop-de-doo, but I know it exists, so I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I have. And the last time I did it, it was cold outside, so I didn't particularly love the boat. So I tried to do that bus system. No, I went back to the boat.
Nice. I think it's a great method to get over there, but because the buses are something else.
Here's another fun fact. It's not really a fun fact, but it's a fact that I learned from TikTok. If you get COVID while you're in Disney World, they bring you to a cabin and quarantine you.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, you don't have to tell them that you have COVID, but I mean, it's the good thing to do. And I followed this girl that her and her daughter got it, and she told them, because she didn't want to drive home. It was just her and her daughter. And that's how she found out that they have a bunch of cabins that they use for quarantine, and they go and quarantine, and they'll bring anything you need and keep it on the, and put it on the table, so they don't have to come in contact with you. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't either. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know what they're doing on the Disney cruise. Cause that's a big issue on the cruise ships. Like, what?
Well,
a
lot of people I follow on certain social media platform.
Wow.
There's a whole cabin deck for quarantine people.
Wow.
And you cannot come out of your room at all.
That does not sound fun.
No, not at all. But fun. I know I follow this one crew member on the biggest cruise ship of the world. He's had it 3 times, and he has a little bitty stateroom for a crew room. And when he got COVID, they brought him to a bigger room that has a balcony, at least, so they could go out on the balcony and not have to sit in the room the whole time.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. I would love having a balcony. So
yeah.
Pros and cons, huh?
Yeah. So there's pros and cons, but I don't know exactly what they do on Disney cruise ships. I'm sure it's pretty much similar.
We'll follow up on that. We'll have to follow up on that. Well, Lori, it is July, and something about Christmas in July.
Yes.
Take it away with our next bit of news to celebrate some Christmas in July.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is back. The normal party that they had pre-COVID with the fireworks, the holiday overlays. They're going to have the Beacons of Magic going back festive.
Yeah.
Frozen sing-along to have a holiday finale. I didn't know that.
That'll be fun.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's already going to get a holiday overlay.
See, I haven't even been on regular Guardians of the Galaxy yet, so I need to get over there. No.
Me either.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go over there and see what it's like pre-holiday and post-holiday.
Well, I'm not going to be able to see it pre-holiday. I'll see it holiday.
Oh, you're going to see it holiday next?
Well, yeah. I'm also going to the party. I bought my ticket came in the mail this week.
You had like a real ticket?
Like a real card, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but about the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, that's awesome. Because like you said, it has not been the full scale event for the past couple years. It's been like this kind of toned down version.
Yeah, and you went last year.
I did. And I enjoyed it. I mean, there were fireworks. There was a smaller parade. But I don't think they had any holiday. They had Jingle Cruise. But I don't think they had the other ones like Space Mountain or...
The Nutcrackers in the parade?
Yes, but they were
That's my favorite part.
There were like 12 of them, and I understand there's normally like 24 or 30 or something like
that. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, like normally there's a lot of them. So just a few. But so, like I said, it's a little toned down, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
But it's so worth going back, and obviously we could talk about Christmas at Disney for days.
And we have.
So go back and listen to those episodes. But get real excited. I think it's going to be a great holiday season over there for sure.
Yeah, because the Epcot's going to do all their stuff again too.
Yeah. I mean, and I can't wait to see what the stuff they've done with Spaceship Earth, that's the Beacon of Magic with the new lighting system, has just been so impressive. So I'm waiting. I can't wait to see what they do with it for the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So in other news, Lori, have you ever been to the Top of the World Lounge at Bay Lake Tower?
No.
So Bay Lake Tower, if you've ever been to Disney, you know the Contemporary with the monorail that goes through it. Well, Bay Lake Tower is the big Disney Vacation Club tower right next to Contemporary. So it's a big building right next door with the catwalk, but it's not the building that the monorail goes through. But at the top of that Bay Lake Tower is a lounge, and Disney announced in a very low-key manner. I mean, I don't even know if Disney officially announced it. But
yeah, because I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, but the villains have taken it over. Or what happens is, according to the story, the villains took it over and abandoned it. So now it's like this abandoned villains lair theme here. But here's the kicker, Lori. Here's the kicker. It's only for DVC members.
Aww.
Which, when Bay Lake Tower opened, I actually stayed there for my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And it was like brand new. And I stayed at two hotels when they were brand new. Wow. Wow. I didn't say anything about you seeing the Tower of Terror sign as a kid, but here she comes for me talking about my 21st birthday, which was a long time ago, but a great, great experience, and I remember it. But it's a great place to watch fireworks and maybe get drinks now, as I did on my 21st
birthday.
But you have
to be a DVC member. Can your dad hook us up?
Oh, we're going to see about that. Because they really do, and they did this when they started. They have like a cast member at the bottom at the elevator that checks your IDs before you can even get on the elevator.
Dang.
It's like real exclusive.
Well,
yeah,
maybe I'll be able to talk my husband into becoming a DVC member soon now.
Right.
My son graduated high school and that was the deal.
So that's what you get. So wait, your son graduated high school and you get an award?
Yes.
Okay.
We got a pay raise when he graduated high school. So now it's time for a DVC membership.
Well, I support DVC. I do support that. So let me say briefly a bit of bad news that I have to say I'm not really surprised about.
Sad about this.
No more train station.
I know.
At Disney.
From Brightline. I just saw a video on Brightline. That looks fun.
Let me guess. Can I guess the
app? On TikTok.
I'm telling y'all, like Lori, it's.
I learned so much. I want to do so much stuff in the world now because of TikTok.
I want you to, you know what TikTok needs to show you? Can you watch a TikTok to link our TikTok to our account?
So I did start following somebody that would tell you how to do TikTok, yes. Okay. But seriously, this Brightline situation looks nice and luxury-ish. Like something you would
want to do. Yeah, like you'd want to do it. And so Brightline is going, I mean, sounds like you know it's more than me. It was going to go over to different cities in Florida, right? It was going to go to Tampa and Miami. Okay. So that would have been like
from the airport to that was going to be the new, you know, since Magical Express went away, it was going to be the the key into getting to Disney.
That's right. It was going to be at the airport. Yeah. Like that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to go to the airport.
Yeah, that was going to be the main. That was going to be the main thing. It did is help people with transportation from the airport since the Magical Express went away.
You know why I think that wasn't ever going to work? Because in that plan, so if it was going to go from the airport to Disney Springs, you're traveling with all your luggage and your car seats and your strollers and whatever, and you're going to have to take all that stuff off the train, get to the stop at Disney Springs, then get onto another bus. Yeah, right. And my thing was, if you were going at the, like, was it going to be the same bus stop that the Disney Springs people are on? Because like those people are coming in from dinner or whatever. That's what I think a lot of
people were freaking out about.
Yeah, like you didn't want to have to be on the bus with your luggage and suitcase while, you know, it was just too much.
Right.
There's too much going on. And so it's not happening. Apparently it's officially canceled. But I do hope that Disney gets a better transportation option.
I do.
Between the airport and there. Because that is like a 40-minute.
Right. Mm-hmm. Such a hard time for my clients trying to figure out the right thing to do for transportation. And,
but we've talked about the options that exist now. So please go back and listen to our prior episode about that. Because we have talked about it. But speaking of transportation, and I know we've talked about this at length, but officially the minivans are back, right, Lori?
Yes, officially.
Officially back. So make sure that you look out for that. And then I want you to take, Lori, what is opening on August 25th?
The Bippity Boppity Boutique. Yay. This is a huge announcement. Announcement.
So one thing I think maybe you showed me on the app, somebody sent me a video, but you can take girls and boys to Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I knew they always had like the princess option. I didn't know.
Yeah, they have a boy option. Rhett's done it quite a few times.
Really?
Okay. He would probably die if I showed the pictures of it.
Well, this is going to prove if he listens to our podcast right here. Does your son listen to our podcast?
He's not
going to
hear it, but I should send the pictures.
Tell him that's what he gets for not listening, that we get to tell everyone that.
He still has the sword and shield in his room.
Really? You get a sword? Mm-hmm. I had no idea. See,
get a sword, and it's only like, it was only $20 or something.
Are you serious?
For the boys. Like, they spike their hair and put this glitter in it, and in the back of his head, they paint it Mickey Mouse, and then he got a sword and a shield for $20. I don't know if they're still going to have that now. I don't know the prices, what it's going to be. I'm sure it's going to be a little different now, but it is opening back up, but only the Magic Kingdom location at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Not at the Grand Floridian and not at Disney Springs.
Okay. And then we had a lot of news about Lori's favorite princess this week. Lori, did you follow all that?
I just followed they have officially announced Splash Mountain is going to be rethemed again because they said it was and said it wasn't.
And did you catch the name of what the new name is going to be?
Yeah. Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to change the whole name?
Yes, they're going to change. What do you think Tiana's Bayou Adventure is?
I thought it was just going to be the theme.
Lori.
It's not going to be Splash Mountain anymore.
Lori, we live in Louisiana. Tiana lives in Louisiana.
Oh, we don't have any mountains.
Where? And Lori loves New Orleans, y'all. Loves New Orleans.
I do. We're going this weekend.
We have a big trip to New Orleans planned. But Lori, if you could tell me where a mountain is.
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
Makes more sense. Yeah. The drop isn't gonna.
It's gonna be from the Four Seasons or something.
Are they gonna make the mountain look different?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it gonna be like we go off that? Or are we gonna go over the Superdome? Like, what is the drop gonna be?
I thought it was just gonna be inside was gonna be changed.
No, it's a whole retheme, and so I don't.
That's the thing.
So you know, in Disneyland, you know it's. Splash Mountain is in New Orleans. It's all New Orleans. I mean, it's called New Orleans Square. In Magic Kingdom and Disney World, it's in Frontierland. So it's in the Wild West, next to the Wild West. So I don't know what they're doing with it. We are just along for the ride. I just hope they put some beignets over there. That's my request.
But I hope they taste like Cafe du Mons.
Yes. No, I mean, Disneyland has that. So that's good. But very good news. Just yesterday, I believe, or this weekend, over at Animal Kingdom, at Animal Kingdom Festival of the Lion King is back in full effect. I'm so excited. That means, yes, y'all, the Tumble Monkeys are back.
Birds.
Don't you love the flying birds?
I do. I love the Tumble Monkeys.
I love the flying birds.
I wonder if my How long has it been since I've been to Lion King, though? I feel like it's been so long because of COVID. Like, I feel like COVID, like, I haven't been since COVID, and that's been 2 years.
You've definitely been, to the show. I'd say, like, Lori, we went together. You've been to Disney since COVID.
No, I'm talking about the show. Like, I feel like it's been so long ago. I wonder if my husband's ever been. I can't remember.
You should ask him if he's ever been. But it has been toned down. So the show has been open. It's called, like, Sample of the Festival. It's something, something like that. It's something like a longer title, but a shortened show. And so it's still a lot of fun to go, but I'm so excited. The Tumble Monkeys and the Birds really make it. They had the Fire Breather. He's been around. He has been there. But the birds are there and they just dance. They don't fly. Yeah. So with the flying birds and the Tumble Monkeys back, I think that's going to bring it the energy they need.
Right.
And that's just one of those steps back to normal that we've been waiting on forever. So we are going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to beat the heat on your next Walt Disney World vacation. Lori, it's hot outside.
It's so hot. It was so hot today.
So Lori and I, you know, both live in South Louisiana, which is, honest to God, not that different than the weather at Disney.
It is not, except for the time whenever it was freezing here and I was hot in Florida.
I will never forgive Lori for that. We were locked in our homes in an ice storm. I think we've talked about this before, but I'm still mad about it. We were locked in our homes in an ice storm, and Lori decides she's going to send me pictures of her by the pool in Disney World.
I tried to get him to come to Disney World that time, and he wouldn't do it.
And, well, because I was frozen inside my home and I couldn't go anywhere. It was terrible. That's why you never win an argument with Lori, because of stuff like that.
I mean, just ask my poor husband who had to run out of we ran him out of this room so we can make the podcast today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for being a willing contributor to Southern Charm Magic. So the thing is, Lori and I know how to deal with the heat, but we know for a lot of people, heat is not your thing. Me and Lori love summer. Like, that's one reason we're friends, because we're like, we're about that life. But at Disney, it can be a lot because we're on the go. We are on the go at all times. But Lori, I've been to Disney in some hot, hot times.
It was hot.
But there will be no time as hot when we had to go with masks on outside.
It'll never be that hot ever.
It was when we tell y'all, we'll have to post some pictures for y'all. And Lori does not like any pictures with masks. But we went in September of 2020, shortly after the parks opened after lockdown, but it was before the vaccine and all that. And the mask rule during that time was you had to wear a mask everywhere, including outdoors, including at your resort. Unless you know, what was it? Unless stationary and actively eating or drinking.
So Lori had trouble for putting that water bottle down before I put my mask back on.
Yep. So Lori, we can tell you plenty of stories about that. Hopefully those days are behind us.
But it was still fun.
But when we tell y'all, it was so hot.
It was so hot. Like, I've never been so hot.
Never. And so, so whatever the mask rules are, it seems like, you know, they would bounce back like indoors, but the outdoor stuff, just, we could not handle that.
No, we
could not handle it. But we want to talk about how to beat the heat regardless, mask or no mask. We want to talk about how to beat the heat. I would say I'm gonna lead off with my first tip. So I'm talking about a park day. So you're in the parks, you're in whatever of the theme parks at Walt Disney World, and you are hot as can be. My first piece of advice is to take a break and get out of the park. Lori, what do you think?
Oh, we've talked about this on every podcast. That is my number one advice. Take a break, go back, take a nap, go to the pool, because Disney has such awesome pools. Have a drink, have water, drink water, and take a break. Take a break in the hottest part of the day. That is the go-to.
And I feel that way regardless of if it's hot, rainy, or whatever. I support taking a break in the middle of the day, just getting off of your feet for an hour or two. Do what you got to do. Freshen up, change clothes.
I was about to say, change clothes, because you probably do. Being in the heat in Florida, you probably do need to go back and change clothes, because your clothes are probably soaking wet.
Yep. And so I strongly support doing that. Just getting in the AC for a while. So like what I normally do is just go sit in my room, charge my phone, you know, catch up on news or whatever. but just get out of the park. And Lori and I are mostly rope droppers. I know Lori kind of has a different thought.
I kind of changed. I've kind of changed a little bit the older I've gotten. Yes.
Well, with Genie Plus too.
Yes.
So it's a whole different ball game there. But we're, normally I'm a rope dropper and a park closer. So you just got to take a break. But getting out. So you like the pool. What are some of your favorite resort pools? I think that needs to be a whole episode, to be honest.
I think that definitely needs to be a whole episode, because I think that they're in the different categories of hotels. They're different. There's the best of the value resorts, the best of moderate, and the best of all the different levels. But my favorite resort on property, I mean, obviously Beach and Yacht Club, the pool there, that cannot be beaten. I've never even stayed there, but I know that that pool cannot be beaten. Like, that's my ultimate goal, is to visit that pool. The one that I mean the Boardwalk wasn't bad, but that changed right before I got there. It wasn't that scary clown anymore.
Yeah, that a terrifying clown.
Actually, the French Quarter pool at French Quarter Resort is pretty fun.
With the, it has like snakes, right? It's like serpents. It's not snakes, it's like serpents and alligators.
A good little, like a toddler, like I would say from about 3 to 10 to 12 year olds section two, like the splash pad. That's really cool. Kind of like Caribbean Beach, you know, Caribbean Beach has a really awesome pool too, but they have so many good pools, but we do need to do a whole separate podcast on this, I think, because I could talk for days about the pools there.
So I'm actually not a big pool person, and I can't tell you the last time I went to a pool.
Really?
At Walt Disney World. Yep. Probably.
I go every single time I go to the park. So I went when we went together. I might have went after y'all left.
You may have. I think you did. But I think the last time I went was at Old Key West.
Teenager. I'm a huge pool. And so is my entire family.
Really? Red,
everybody. Yep. Like, my entire family is pool goers. And my sister and mom and brother-in-law went, and we went to Mardi Gras. They went to their resort, and Parker loved it. That was her favorite thing.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate. My mom has a pool, which is what Lori and I did on July 4th. Lori and her husband and me went and hung out at my mom's pool. And so I'm very fortunate. So on vacation, it's just not a big.
Yeah. I like it as a break. I like to go and have a drink, because they all have the bars. I like to go have a drink and just chill for a little while. I don't like to stay all day because it is hot, and it's not like you're gonna beat the heat that much, but just I like to go do that and then go in the room and kind of refresh and stuff. We need to do a whole day on pools, because I have a lot to talk about on that.
Okay, we'll have to do that. One of my favorite pools, until then, I'll leave you with this note on the pools, is that one of my favorite scenes is I like going to eat at Ohana for dinner at night, but going in their pool where you look out across Seven Seas Lagoon in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, for that's sure. Just one of I my stayed favorite. At Polynesian before and did that. Yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Because that's just
that's
a
when
great,
I got
great...
upgraded from Pop Century to the Polynesian.
Please, Disney Magic, let that happen to me.
Yes.
That sounds like a heck of an upgrade.
It was amazing.
So another thing that we can do a whole episode on that I actually don't know much about are the water parks.
Yeah,
have you done the water parks?
I have not, and I keep saying that I'm going to go one summer. Like, I'm going to do that, just go and do that, but I have not.
I did. I've been to both of them as a little kid.
Oh, really?
I mean, when they were newer and I was younger. I have been to both Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. Those are the two water parks.
And I love water parks, for
real.
Do
you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
I know, because I don't love all big rides, but I ride slides.
So, yeah, I'm just not big on it. It's something that we need to spend more time on. So maybe if you're listening out there and have been to the water parks more recently than in the past, than 2 decades ago, please reach out to us, and we'd love to have you on a future episode.
We need
episode.
To make a trip next summer.
Like maybe that's spring. What we need to do. Yeah. One day I just want to do a week-long Disney trip and do all the things. Can we just do
but
that?
Even when I make week-long Disney trips, I still can't get all the things done. I think I need to go for 2 weeks, Jeffrey.
Let's make it happen. We need to make it happen. But let's talk about this, because we're going to try and drill in and give you even more practical advice, because I think all of our advice is very practical and helpful. But what about this? Circumstances or life or whatever, you don't want to leave the park. You're like, I'm
staying
on
property.
Right. You're not staying on property. You're staying far away. And you know what? I'm here, rope drop to close. I need to beat the heat within the parks or around the parks.
So
what would your... Well, let me
go to a show, like a indoor show, like Philharmagic is my, because it's very cool in there. It's always cold, kind of cold in there for me.
Well, I would say at Magic Kingdom, let's break it down by parks. So at Magic Kingdom, I'm going to talk about in park and out park. Yeah. And so in park, so Lori says Filler Magic. I'm going to give you two recommendations. The first one is the Carousel of Progress.
Oh, for
sure.
Because
we love it and it's long and you're sitting down the entire time.
20 minutes.
You're guaranteed to sit down for 20 minutes in the AC. And we didn't talk about that in our news. Lori, let's talk about Carousel of Progress real quick.
Yes.
That wasn't on my list. The last scene. What happened? Tell them what happened.
They updated their wardrobe.
Lori, there are a few times I'm as happy to be as a Disney fan when the Disney internet just explodes.
Yes.
Because of like the most like smallest detail. And it's that. Like it was that the fact that they got new clothes just like went boom on social media.
Right.
It tells me that other people like us love the Carousel of Progress.
They do. I think they probably have their own groups.
Oh, they do.
Progress lovers, yes.
Oh, they do. And so, yes. But it's like the fact that those fans are so detailed, they know, like y'all, that's a lot. Like me and Lori are a certain level of Disney fan. Welcome to our podcast. But there are so many people on a higher level than us.
Oh, so
that
much
are
higher.
Just like, they'll know if, you know, they know if one sweater is changed in that whole thing. Like I'll admit that I may not have even noticed at first. That they got a new wardrobe.
Oh,
like,
I think their hair has been needing to be updated for so long.
Yes.
As much as I love Carousel of Progress, I have a lot of questions about the Carousel of Progress, but I just try to ignore them. So I'm just glad that they did get a new wardrobe on that scene.
It shows, but also shows me that the Imagineers care, or somebody whoever updated it, they care enough to give them a little update. And I'm so thrilled about that.
Yeah.
And like, there's references, like the guys, like the sun's shirt references like an Epcot ride. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah, like it's all like tied into stuff. Like it's not just random. They didn't just give them a random thing from the store. And so anyway.
So, but yes, that is a great place to cool off on. That's a great place.
Do you know what my second one's going to be?
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor?
Mm-mm. No, that's a good one. That's a good one, but it's not that.
Mm-mm.
You're going to, oh, I can't wait to hear your reaction to this. The Hall of Presidents.
Oh, of course, that is your advice, the Hall of Presidents. And they can learn some history while they're there.
And they can learn some history, but that is a great, there are some people, there's another attraction we're gonna refer to as well later. I won't spoil it yet, but family members and friends have come to know a couple of attractions as Nap Time.
Yeah.
And that is a place where you can really just sit back, relax, and definitely not nap through American history, because that would be unpatriotic and I would not approve. But if you want to sit down in the AC and be super comfortable, the Hall of Presidents, I think the show is like every 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. I think it's every 20 minutes.
Is it? Huh? Is it that?
Or it might be. That one might be every 30.
So, I mean, but you're just sitting down in the AC and it's completely dark. Like there's no windows in the show.
But you
like,
can sit inside and wait for it to start too.
Well, they don't have the most seating in that lobby. That lobby has.
Oh, and they don't let you sit on the floor either, huh?
Yeah. So, they have some great artifacts and stuff. And, you know, the lobby's famous for having one of the only presidential seals outside the White House.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, that's a great place to cool off. But I'm going to leave the park for a second, because I think if you want to cool off in Magic Kingdom, one thing I would recommend, and this is, again, a whole other episode, is do a little monorail crawl.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, because you have the monorail, again, if you're not as familiar with Disney, monorail goes to Grand Floridian, Polynesian, and Contemporary. But, you know, the Grand Floridian lobby is one of my favorite places.
It's my absolute favorite.
Is it?
I'm staying there. Finally, for the first time in November, when I go on the cruise.
Subtle brag. Lori's like, I'm so excited. I'm staying at the Grand Floridian.
Lori's just living her best life. I know. I'm so excited. I'm doing all this by myself, too, without kids and a husband.
And I'm just not going to be a bitter co-host about it.
I just can't hang with Lori.
but no, I mean, if you haven't been to the Grand Floridian lobby, go check it out. It is just beautiful. It's where the Full House group stayed. If you ever saw the Full House episode when they
it's
go to Disney,
the,
they sit in Grand Floridian.
It's
right next to
bar.
Yeah, the wedding pavilion is there on property. And so it's a great place to just go relax, go to like I think it's Gasparilla Grill or whatever quick services they have. But but obviously Polynesian has great places to hang out.
Great photo ops too at Polynesian for sure.
Yeah. And so do a little monorail or just ride the monorail around. Honestly, one of my favorite things to do is just ride the monorail, take the loop mm-hmm. to Epcot. So that's what we'd recommend if you're staying far away, you're just there for the day and you don't want to
Yeah, leave. For sure. Go visit those hotels. They are something they're classic Disney because they were built in 1971. They were all open in 1971. They're just classic Disney. They're something to see and that will beat the heat for sure.
Absolutely. So we're talking about taking the monorail to Epcot. So if you're at Epcot, what's your go-to attraction there to get away from the heat?
Spaceship Earth.
That's a good one. I love Spaceship Earth so much. I mean, I would recommend that range, shine, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I ride it every time, but if I'm hot, because it's a good long, longer ride.
Yes.
And it's easy to go. But then you can go to the land pavilion too and be inside for two whole rides.
Oh, that wasn't on my list. That's a great, mm-hmm. that's great advice because mm-hmm. I've actually done that is go to the land because I've actually had to do work there at Disney before, you know, like take care of business.
Yeah.
And that was a great place. They have all those tables in the food court.
For sure.
You can, like, spread out if you need to, like, you know, do a laptop or notebook or whatever.
Epcot is a great place to beat the heat, though.
It is so good.
I mean, the seas. You can go to in the seas, and you can go to Turtle Time with Crush.
Yeah, that was my recommendation.
And the aquarium and that Nemo ride, like all of the Nemo ride's kind of cool too. Like it's kind of colder.
Well, I love that queue.
I mean, I was about to say the queue is awesome.
That's another episode. I want to do an episode with my favorite queues.
The best queues me too. That'd be great.
Okay, let's do that one day.
Because I like a lot of them, though.
I love that one, and it's
that's
quick.
Great.
I don't think I've waited more than 10 minutes ever
since
it
first opened. I mean, when it first opened, it was long.
But I like going and watching the dolphins. There are people who disagree with me that, like, they don't have dolphins at the seas. It's like, yes, they do.
You have to go find them.
Watch Boy Meets World.
There's a whole thing that tells you what to look for above the aquarium.
Oh, do they? They still have
all the different types of species. Mm-hmm.
I love it. So you could just spend hours.
Yeah, for sure. And make sure you go to Turtle Time with Crush. That recently opened back, and it's really good.
My mom is obsessed with that.
I love it too. My kids have always been too shy to go sit down and do thing. And
Oh, that's a lot of fun. So take your kids to that. 100%.
Yeah, it's great.
So the other attraction over there in Epcot that I would definitely be offended if anyone called Nap Time, but it is an absolute great way to beat the heat and stay.
I know what you're about to say.
And it is the American Adventure.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were about to say.
Oh, what do you think I was going to say?
Figment.
Oh, I love Figment, but that's a quick, I mean, it's not that short of a ride, but it's
not that short, but it's a good, like, indoor rides are great rides to cool off.
Oh, no, 100%. But,
and that's kind of long.
It is. It's a longer ride, but not as long as American Adventure.
You're right. Not as long.
Not as long. And
it's even better at Christmas because you can listen to the singers too.
Oh, 100. Well, the singers are there year round.
Yeah, you're right.
They do the Christmas music.
I just love
the
Christmas.
The Voices of Liberty is what Lori is talking about. And I love them.
But that's a good show that they play in there.
Oh, it's 100%. So, I mean, it's screens and all the animatronics. I mean, you're talking about, they have, you know, FDR, Susan B. Anthony. It stars Teddy Roosevelt and Mark Twain. You know, like their animatronics of them. It is so good. You know, again,
that's my sister and Rhett's favorite.
Really? They like
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, I'll go with them next time we're all there at the same time.
You'll have to ask Emily about that.
We're going to have to do that.
They have cool wedding reception place in the American Pavilion, FYI.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And that's where Club 31 is in Epcot.
Club 33.
Yeah, Club 33.
Me and Lori have started our own club. It's called Club 31 because we can't get into Club 33. So we're starting Club 31.
Yeah, we got 31.
That's our new, that's our new podcast name, Club 31.
I looked right down at my keyboard right when I said it and looked at the number one.
Oh, that's what happened.
I swear.
No, we're just going with it. It's our new exclusive club. Sorry.
But that's where that is too in America. And I've been trying to go and get in and I can't get in.
We've got to get in.
I love that. Who's going to pay for it for us?
Somebody. Anybody out there, if you would like to sponsor, we will give you as many commercials as you want on Southern Farm Magic.
My make-believe friends that are in Club 33, they're also in Paris, and they went to Disneyland Paris this weekend.
Well, you need to make those make-believe friends real friends.
I know it. They need to come on our podcast.
Walt Disney would want that. Well, you're supposed to.
I know.
You need to invite them. So, So while obviously I'm going to say America's number one, I think all of the countries
100%,
are so good.
That's what I was going to say, for sure. Well, some of them don't have places that you can go in, But like Canada has that really cool show that you can go beat the heat in.
Yeah, so that has the new narrators who are the two of the stars from the show Schitt's Creek.
I had no idea about that.
When I say Schitt's Creek, it is Schitt. I'm not saying bad language.
Yeah, I didn't know that for real.
Yeah, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara do the narration for it because they're both Canadian. All the stars of that show are Canadian. So they came in to narrate the show, which is so cool. It's been updated and it made me want to go to Canada, and I did. So
when I went for real, Alaska, it made me want to go to Canada too.
It looks so, I mean, Canada is so beautiful. Pretty. But the rest of it looks pretty too. And I need to go visit the rest of Canada. Because I did not see, someone asked me if I went to the part that Epcot was based off of, the Epcot Canada, and I did not. I was not there. I was somewhere
else. Oh, yeah, because that does look pretty.
Yeah. And so, but any of the countries, like France has the show, like they have the Beauty and the Beast sing-along that's going on right now.
Well, I'm going to let you know about that real fast, the sing-along. Uh-oh. So I went to that sing-along when we were there last time for Mardi Gras, and I brought Parker in there. And I was the hottest I've ever been in my entire life. Like, I couldn't handle it. I had to leave.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not going to say you're going to go.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's good to know.
No, I'm not. I almost start crying. I'm like, something's not right. Like, but everybody was getting up and leaving. Like, it's hot in there. Don't think you're going to go there to meet the heat.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. So I don't know if Lori's broken, but it was not. That's not somewhere you're going to go beat the heat.
You're definitely not saying that because you were going to get a champagne flight outside.
No, I promise. Okay. Like, I didn't go because they went and rode Ratatouille, and I'd rode it that a day before or something, and it made me dizzy. So I didn't go back to that. So I took Parker, and we went, and I was like, well, let me go. She'll like this. I mean, she did like it, but it was so hot that she was sweating to death. I was sweating to death, and I was like, mm-mm, we're leaving.
Wow.
We had to leave. So wow. Don't think you're going to go get – beat the heat in that one. I don't think that.
Okay, so take that off your list.
Yeah. So, but China too has a show you can go watch to beat the heat.
I haven't seen that one in forever.
Me either. And it's kind of shorter, so you're not going to be in there forever.
But yeah, Epcot as a whole, just a lot of good yeah, like
Mexico
there.
Pavilion, you can go shop around and do 100%. Lots of things in there.
And do the ride in the Mexico Pavilion. Mm-hmm. 100% recommend that.
Yes.
So moving on, park hopping. Let's go park hop mm-hmm. over to Hollywood Studios. What would your first go-to there be?
I guess Toy Story Mania. That's all I... Walt's Dream.
Walt Disney One Man's Dream. Yes, that is 100% on my list. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't think anything else. The only things I do in Disney, in Hollywood Studios is Toy Story Land and the bar at the Hollywood Brown Derby. Oh, I know a great way to cool off. That okay. Lemonade that they ran out and you couldn't get it.
Thanks, Lori. What a great time that was when y'all were like just raving about this frozen lemonade that had
with
alcohol
Tito's
in it.
Vodka. It was so good. Make sure you try that.
And it was like 90 degrees. And they're like, okay. And I was like, okay. And then your husband actually agreed to go get it with me. You're like, okay, let's go get it. We walked clear across the park all the way there, and they were out of the frozen lemonade. Yes. So that was just
that's a great way. That's the only thing. Oh, and I like the shops along that road, Sunset Boulevard.
I'm pretty sure I've lost you several times in those shops on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I like those shops.
Lori's like, I'm going in here and never saw her again. So.
Yeah, that's my thing to disappear at Hollywood Studios. I just like to shop and drink and ride the Toy Story.
Well, you forgot an obvious one that's my go-to for cooling off there, and that is the Frozen sing-along.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good 30 minutes. Oh, have you? It's a 30-minute show. I've done it a couple times.
And it's really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So it's not as cheesy as it thinks. Like they have
it's a lot of fun.
The two hosts of it are kind of like comedians. Like yes. It's not just like this strict, straight up character thing. I think it does depend on who you get as far as quality, but it was, but they have, you know, it's a good thing to go to. So yeah, Hollywood, the thing about Hollywood, here's my little soapbox moment for Hollywood Studios. They need a water ride. They have no boat rides, no water rides, Epcot does not have water rides, but has a ton of boat rides. Like Epcot has just a ton of boat rides, as is Magic Kingdom, obviously Splash Mountain, but Hollywood Studios is like barren. I mean, they have a little Echo Lake and it's just a dry park.
Right. So ride Mickey Way's, the Runaway Railroad would be a good one whenever you're hot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the queues outside, though.
Right. That's a hot queue.
But once you get in the building, you're in there. You're in the building for a little while. So,
yeah,
that's a good one. And then I just thought about something else. Like, make sure you make a – you can make a table service reservation that day to cool off.
Oh,
like,
that's a good idea.
Sci-fi is a great one to cool off because you're in the dark.
Yes, very much a darkened environment. So I would say that. I mean, Laura, would you say to do that for – every park, like it would just be a good idea, because I would recommend that at every park. I mean, do a sit down meal for lunch.
I do that.
Well, I have a friend who may or may not have been a guest on our last episode who
she's not a
big table service person.
I know, and I'm so shocked about that.
Well, if you have a mission and you're on your mission to do all the things, and you don't have time to sit down,
you're right, because so, a lot of people are like that.
Yep, they just like don't have time, or maybe it's budgetary. But even then, you know, even on a budget, I think you can get some.
Like go have an appetizer. Mm-hmm. Like go have an appetizer. Sci-fi has great appetizers.
But do like a late lunch, you know, around one or two or something when it's really hot outside. Take that break. Get you a meal.
Because a lot of their quick services in Hollywood are outside.
Yeah. Well, we can. You know, and we obviously have our own episode of best table service restaurants. Right. So check that out and listen to it, because I think that's a great tip, Lori. And that was not on my list, but I 100% recommend that. So going to our last park, Animal Kingdom, there's a really, really obvious answer here as how to cool off. You want to take it, Lori?
Is it the Festival of the Lion King?
Well, that's a good one. That wasn't what I was talking about. That's my number two way to cool off. It's my preferred number one way to cool off. But if you're at Animal Kingdom, what are you doing to cool off?
I don't know.
Oh, because you hate it as much as I do? Cali River Rapids?
Oh, I do like Cali River Rapids.
That's what I thought. You just forgot it existed?
I
forgot about it
because every time I go, I like to go in the colder months because how holidays fall for my kids.
Oh, yeah.
So I will not ride it in the cold. At all.
I don't ride it at all. So
no, I will ride it if it's the last thing of the day and if it's hot outside. Okay. But if it's got a chill in the air at all, if it's anywhere from October to April for me, and that's normally when I go, I'm not riding it at all.
I don't ride it at all, period. So I volunteered, like when I was there with my godson and his parents, I babysat the youngest kid in the family so they could go ride it because I was not getting on
it. It's a fun ride, though.
I mean, it's a great way to cool off because you get soaked.
You get soaked.
So if you're hot and you need to cool off, that's the way to do it.
That's the obvious one there.
Yep. But if you're like me and you don't like to get wet, you're kind of like a cat. That's me. Then go do Festival of the Lion King.
Entire day.
Yeah, I hate that. So we had I have a family member from long ago. I was with family members and we all had matching tie dye shirts. And we decided to go on Cali River Rapids with our tie-dye matching shirts. Uh-uh. And then we all had tie-dye matching everything because the colors bled over and ink was everywhere. And it was just
great.
I walked in with white socks and came out with tie-dye socks. And
that's
it was just
great.
A whole situation. But other than that.
Did you change socks from your book sack?
I was like, real young. I'm not even gonna tell you how old I was, but no, I had to go back to the room. That required a room change.
Oh, I bet you threw a fit. And
can you imagine?
Poor mama.
I had, it was fun at that time. I was slightly less of a diva than I am now.
I doubt it.
called out. But Animal Kingdom's hot though.
It's hot all the time.
It's a hot park, and there's not a lot of
inside stuff to do. Nope,
there's not. And so you're just kind of, if it's not the show, I mean, Avatar.
Rainforest
has
Cafe is a great place to go cool off because you don't have to have a reservation. You can go walk up and wait inside for it.
Yep.
Shop around.
We love it.
Oh, I do love. And it's cool in there.
We are big Rainforest Cafe.
Their air conditioner works real good.
Yes. And I mean, I just recommend that as a general rule. Big Rainforest Cafe fan. So it's just hot.
In Dino Land, they have the
restaurantosaurus,
and that's one of my favorite places to eat.
Lori, spell restaurantosaurus real quick.
Oh, no, thank you. No.
It's so hard to spell. I was trying to type it out one day or something. I was like, I can't do this. Restaurantosaurus.
Hey, I'm about to show my age right here. Do you remember when they had McDonald's french fries there?
I do remember. I remember. I really think I do.
I loved it. They had McDonald's french fries. I loved it.
It was, I mean, they needed more. I love a McDonald's french fry.
Me too. And they had that, that there, and they had them in Frontierland. They had just a whole little station set up where you can buy the French fries.
There is another podcast I listen to. It's a nationally known podcast that's not Disney, but they're sponsored by like specifically McDonald's French fries. Like that's what their commercial is, specifically the fries. And I just like, if you're out there listening to McDonald's, we are your people. We are open to that. Y'all come. We will.
Yes.
We are promoting it for free right now, y'all. So like,
we'll try to get y'all back in Disney World.
Yes, we will.
That was great.
We will work on that.
Do you remember the McDonald's in Disney Springs?
Well, there is. Was it in Disney Springs?
Oh, it had the. I have pictures. Oh, yes, sir. I had the pictures. It was a big M. I have pictures of me and Rhett and Emily when Emily was little. Rhett was 18 months old.
Oh, I'm going to eat this. I have no memory of that.
Oh, gosh. I'll find the pictures. I have them here at my house. But, I'll find them tomorrow.
But so you know, there is a massive, massive McDonald's on Disney property. It's by the All-Stars.
It's the most eco-friendly McDonald's in the world.
Yes. It's like very green. Like if you look at it, it is green. Mm-hmm. Like the building itself is physically, it's like plants everywhere. It's solar friendly.
And then right outside of Disney World, they have the world's largest McDonald's.
I've never been there.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe it?
And the one now isn't as cool as the one when I was little. The one when I was little, like I was 10, so 30 years ago. Golly, that's terrible. But it was across the street, and it was literally the coolest thing I've ever been to in my life. The one I went to, the one when y'all left me in Disney World, I went to it by myself, and it's newer. It's not as cool, but nothing was open when I went because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really cool. McDonald's, call us.
Call us. We're going to make it happen. Like we are begging here. We are begging. Yeah. Well, to end off, we're going to talk about we've talked about all the parks and the kind of the big picture things, but like specifically, so you're in the parks, what tools do you have to cool off? Just like walking around, like, you know, I've had my famous packing thing and
remember that all quick service restaurants that have fountain drinks will give a free cup of ice water.
Yes, I love that. That's such a good tip.
And you can bring your own water in there. Yes, you can bring your own smaller ice chest thing.
Yes, do that. Do that. Mm-hmm. Bring your own stuff. I do not walk in there without my own water bottle.
And right.
If I do forget one at home, because that happens to me, if I forget it, I'll immediately go buy one.
Yeah, like, for sure. I utilize water big time in Disney.
Stay hydrated. Yes. Like seriously, keep your bottled water around. Get your free water from around. I remember that someone on our group from our September 2020 trip, Lori, had a neck fan. You remember the neck fan?
We had them for Parker Stroller. That's another thing. And I think Olivia might do it for her little boy. You can get the little fans and put on your little child's stroller. They'll hook right onto the stroller. Amazon has them. That's a great thing for your kids. Oh, and the water bottles. Like they have these at Disney World. They might be a little pricey and you can get these. And even all Walmarts, the water bottles with the fans. So you put, it has a fan on it and you can spray it like it'll miss water on you.
We lived on those growing up. So we always made sure my mom kept one for us, for the family, you know, for our trips when we were younger, and just constantly like you're waiting in line. Cause Disney has a lot of outdoor queues, you know,
and they have a lot of those fans, cooling fan, misting fans. But when you have that many people in there and you're moving, it's hot. It's hot. Right.
So bring your own.
Have your own.
Bring your own fans, you know, especially the ones with the water. You're going to be grateful for it. So whatever it is that you need to help cool yourself down, bring it. I don't know of anything. I'm trying to think of anything that would be prohibited, like at security.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything because we've seen it all there. Like people bring cooling towels.
Right.
I mean, wear your hats. You know,
sunscreen.
You know, do the sunscreen and stuff. But you're going to stay hot at Disney. I would say even in... I mean, I was there in last December.
Oh, right.
It was in the 80s. Easy. So even if you're planning like, oh, I'm going in December or January, it's going to be cold.
It will not.
Do not like plan for the heat, y'all. Like plan.
I mean, because it could be. It could be cold one day and hot the next day. I've been in February when it was freezing cold one day and 2 days later we were swimming.
Yep. It's like you have to.
Do not think the rain is going to cool you off because it's just going to make you hotter.
The rain brings the humidity and the steam.
Yes.
Like the rain just turns it into a steam room. So that's where
that's the South for you. We love the South, but that's what happens.
We love the heat, but that is, you're just going to be hotter there.
Yep.
You just are. So any more words of wisdom on that?
I think that's it. Just rest and stay hydrated. Don't try to overdo it or you'll hate it.
Yep. Don't try to overdo it. Literally take the break, y'all. Me and Lori both agree to that. Number one, take a break in the middle of the day. Get out of the heat. We're going to be trying to beat the heat in Louisiana until it cools off at some point. And until then, we hope to see y'all soon. Come say hey over us on Instagram. And if you want to, if you know anybody at McDonald's who wants to sponsor us, let us know.
Yes. Call us. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.